Beowulf seeks the dragon. He planned requital for the folk's leader's ruin in days thereafter, to Egil's the wretched becoming an enemy. Ohtere's son then went with a war troop over the wide stretching currents, with warriors and weapons. With woe journeys could he after avenged him. The king's life he took, so he came off uninjured from all of his battles, perilous fights, offspring of Echtho, from his deeds of daring till that day most monumentous, when he fate-driven fared to fight with the dragon. With 11 companions, the prince of the Geat man went lowering with fury to look at the fire drake. Inquiring, he'd found how the feud had arisen. Hate to his heroes, the highly famed gem vessel was brought to his keeping through the hand of the informer, that in the throng was 13th of heroes, that caused the beginning of conflict so bitter, captive and wretched, must sad-mooded thenceward point out the place. He passed then unwillingly to the spot where he knew of the notable cavern, the cave under earth not far from the ocean, the anger of the eddies, which inward was full of jewels and wires, a warden uncanny, warrior-weaponed, wondered the treasure, old under earth, no easy possession for any of earth folk access to get to. Then the battle brave Athling sat on the nazed edge with the gold friend of gate men, gracious saluted his fireside companions. Woe was his spirit, death boding, wavering. Word very near him, who must seize the old hero, his sole treasure, look for dragging aloof his life from his body. Not flesh hidden, long was the folk leader's spirit.